Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, my name's Nick. This is Profoundly Pointless, and we made it all the way to our second episode, which is kind of honestly a place I wasn't entirely sure if we were going to get, because when we put out that first episode, I was so nervous about it. Like, it sat there in draft on my computer for about a week until I finally got up enough courage to put it out there. And now that we put out that first episode, I have to honestly say, I'm a little bit disappointed. Not because of the reception that we got necessarily. I mean, people said nice things about it. Most of them were my friends. What are they going to say? They're going to say bad things about it directly to your face? And even if they did, it's probably not necessarily the friend that you're like, oh, okay, that's just this person. Of course, they're going to be a jerk about it. The reason that I'm a little bit disappointed with it, I was kind of hoping that somebody would really hate it. I really was. I was kind of hoping that somebody would really hate it, that I would just wake up in the morning and get at least one message that just said, delete this immediately. Like, get off the internet. You are a waste. But that didn't happen, and that kind of makes me a little bit sad. But in this second episode, I want to talk about watermelon. Not just because, in my opinion, it is the best summer fruit, with only blueberries being a close second. I want to talk about watermelon, because watermelon is my one true talent in this life. It really is. I think if you took a list of the things that I'm good at, picking out a watermelon is hands down number one. I can pick out a watermelon like you wouldn't believe. And I'm condescending about it too when we go to a grocery store and I see somebody else picking out a watermelon and it's not green enough, or it doesn't have that yellowish bottom that you need. And I can look at that watermelon and know that that is not as good of a watermelon as they could have gotten, that there's a better one to the right. The reason that I'm bringing this up is I'm fascinated about the idea that, you know, you're growing up, and everybody says, everybody's good at something. What if the thing you're good at is watermelon? Where does that fit in society, I guess? You know, because obviously being able to pick out a watermelon is not, if you're picking superpowers, that's not the first thing that you want to have on the list. Right? But also, if you think about it, some of those, like, pointless talents, some of those not cool or maybe not desirable superpowers or not desirable things that you're good at are really important. Like, we really need a good plumber. You really need people who are good at building houses. Those things are really important, but I feel like they're almost completely overlooked by society. Like Tom Hanks, in my opinion, the best actor. He is widely respected, admired, wealthy, powerful, all these kind of things, because he's really good at pretending to be other people who do things. And when you think about it, is that a dumber talent than being able to pick out watermelon? Like, let's imagine something happened in society and we have to rebuild. And one person is picking out all, like, what are you good at? And somebody raises their hand and says, I'm really good at pretending to be other people. And I get to raise my hand and say, I'm really good at picking out watermelon. Like, we need watermelon. I can go get us the best ones. To me, that's more valuable. So I think the overall point that I'm going for is, if you have a worthless talent, I don't think it's worthless. I think it's just as important as anything else, because even if what our parents all said was true, is like everybody's good at something, and your thing that you're good at doesn't seem really valuable, I think it is. Or I'm just completely deluding myself because my superpower is picking out watermelon. And just the fact that I said the word superpower right there really annoys me. But I am curious. Like, I'm curious at what things are you really good at that maybe nobody even knows about? So let's call one of my friends and see what their talents are. See, last time he complained about calling 2 minutes late. Now I'm calling 2 minutes early. What up, dude?
How's it going?
Not bad. What are you doing?
Currently, I am prepping my baby's room to be painted later on today.
Wow. What color are you going with?
Like pink and gray and like an olive green color.
Did you pick it out or were you told what to do?
Come on, I was told what to do.
Why do you sound different? Are you a little sick?
No, I'm not sick at all. I don't know. I had bronchitis, you know, like 2 months ago, and ever since then people are like, is your voice deeper?
It sounds a little bit more manly, I'll give you that.
I'm like, no, man, I'm having a kid. I'm a man.
My first question for you is, do you feel like you are a value to society? Just in a general everyday sense, like, do you feel that you have contributed something to humanity?
Yeah, I mean, I think every human being is special, Nick. Every human being serves a purpose.
See, I feel like I contribute something, but if I was to drop dead an hour from now, everything is fine.
Oh, absolutely. No one really cares though about you, so it's no big deal.
So, I figured mine was watermelon. What do you think is your ultimate one true talent? Like a thing that you feel that you can do better than anybody else? Or in the top 5% of humanity, you do this well?
So, I was thinking about this, and it has to be to pick stuff up and put stuff down. Has to be.
That's it?
It has to, yeah. I mean, listen. I asked my wife this morning, I go, what, just randomly even, I go, what are some pointless things that I'm good at? And she goes, oh, for sure, picking stuff up, putting stuff down. But I go, oh, well, that's a compliment. And she goes, not really. It just means that you're not the brains of the operation. I go,
because of your form, you're just willing to do it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a bigger guy, so, like, you know, I can lift heavier things that little guys can't lift for the most part.
Can you are you, like, for an extended period of time?
I mean, it depends. I mean,
I feel like you're not actually that good at this for some reason.
That's because you're 110 pounds, okay? And a table would give you trouble, probably.
That is true. I mean, you do have size, and I can't, like, I'll wear down. Like, I feel like I can pick something up once pretty well, but I can't do it repeatedly.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've moved probably a dozen times. I've helped people countless times. I'm always that guy that they call. I'm like, hey, I need help moving. I'm like, oh, you want help putting that together after? And they're like, absolutely not. Just need you to move it and then leave.
Anything else? Any other, like, worthless talents? Not that that's not that that's worthless. I mean, that actually is very helpful if you think about it. Like, everybody needs somebody who's really good at doing that. But anything else that you feel like, yeah, this is my thing?
I could probably you're gonna laugh at this. I am a very good eater.
But
I mean you're talking to a guy that's down a Crave case in 23 minutes.
Look, you're my boy, and I don't mean to be offensive at this. I feel like basically your skill set is to be a fat dummy.
Well, you know, actually, it's like what my father used to tell me every day when I used to go to school or just be sitting in a chair. John, because, I mean, nobody cares about a watermelon. You don't have any other skill that is pointless?
Okay.
Picking out
I can talk to customer service representatives very well. Like, I'm very good at getting money back. Okay, so here's the question then. Let's say something happens in society, and we've got to, like, pick the people out that are good at things. And the rest of us that have skills that aren't good are just going to, like, you're going to be left to die. Which one? I feel like you're getting picked and I'm getting put on and I'm getting sent off to sea.
I mean, if that's the only skill set you tell them, yeah, like you're going to be put in the bottom of the river pretty quick.
Okay, so here's another one of our top 10 lists where we didn't actually get to top 10. Okay, this one is clothing choices that people make where you feel that you instantly know everything about that person. And these are in no particular order. Hat with a fishing hook on it. Do you even know what?
I think where hats with fishing hooks, it depends where you're at. You know, like if you're camping and some guy has a hat with a fishing hook, maybe he's just enjoying the weekend. Now, if I see him walking around my neighborhood, I mean, he obviously loves fishing.
Okay, staying away from the politics of it. Someone in a Make America Great Again hat. Do you instantly know everything about that person? Who's wearing it not at like a political event, but just wearing it on a daily basis?
100%. Easy.
Girl in a romper.
I'm going to leave that one alone for the sake of everyone's curiosity. I'm just going to say yes.
A white guy in a basketball jersey not on game day.
Like yourself? Probably what you're wearing right now. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Sandals that wrap around the ankle.
I'm gonna say half and half on that. Are we talking about like women or men or both?
We're talking about men. I should have specified. A man... And it has to be under the age of 70. A man under the age of 70 with wraparound sandals.
I'll go 60-40 on that one.
60-40?
I'll up it 10%.
Sunglasses with a strap.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Turtleneck.
100%.
Letter jacket outside of high school.
Oh, my God. First off, yes, 1,000% on that. Somebody is trying to relive their high school days and needs to grow up.
Yeah, I feel like the second that you graduate, they need to basically have you walk across the stage and hand that thing back in. A tap-out shirt or any kind of shirt with a cuss word on it.
You know, the cuss word shirt, I'm half and half on, but the tap-out, any of that crap, or like dudes that walk around like in those Under Armour, like...
Oh, that's a good one.
And like, you know, they have like their veins bulging. It's like, come on, man. Like,
okay. Let me ask you this. If in one of those kind of tight Under Armour shirts, what is the time frame you're allowed to wear that? Like, can you wear that an hour before a workout, an hour after workout? How close to the workout do you have to have that shirt on and off?
Well, I mean, I think for most of the people that wear them, they never take them off.
You can't just be lounging around in one of those.
I mean, I have, like, some Under Armour shirts that, like, I mean, they're comfortable, they're light-fitting, but it's like, you know, I'm not going to go to Walmart, you know, in my Under Armour, you know, cut-off sleeve t-shirt.
I appreciate that. I think the world appreciates that.
You're probably right on that. Yeah, you're right.
This one, I don't know so much if you can tell everything about that person. It's just a pet peeve of mine. People who wear t-shirts from bands that they've never been to.
I got no problem. I mean, maybe they're a fan.
But you've never been. Like, if you were a fan, why didn't you go to the concert?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, maybe there's monetary issues. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Current, like, okay, 22-year-old boy or girl with a Rolling Stones shirt.
Okay, yeah. If that's
Or Pink Floyd.
Example, then 100%, yeah.
Pink Floyd. Okay, so which, I'm going to zip through these. Which one do you think tells the most about the person? Person in a Make America Great Again hat, girl in a romper, hat with a fish hook, white guy in a basketball jersey not on game day, wraparound sandals, sunglasses with a strap, turtleneck, leather jacket outside of high school, tap-out shirt or any clothing with a cuss word on it, shirt from a band you've never been to.
Can I actually give you one that's not on the list?
Yes, yes, yes.
Any adult, and that's 18 and older, that wears a NASCAR personality t-shirt.
Oh, like the big face on it?
Yeah, like, and more specifically, because I've been to some NASCAR races, I'm talking about Dale Earnhardt Jr., or fucking Rusty Wallace. Any three of those guys.
Okay, and with that, I think we'll go ahead and just bring this second episode of the Profoundly Pointless podcast to a close. If you have a really pointless / worthless talent, or whatever your greatest talent is, let us know. We are now up and running on the Profoundly Pointless Facebook page, which we figured out. I think that you can also comment on these things. We're on iTunes, Google Play. Now we're on SoundCloud as well. If you can like, download, subscribe, we would really appreciate it. And one more thing, actually. John Shull does have a very unique and, I think, very valuable talent. He is fantastic at weddings. And I'm going to go ahead and put up some pictures of him being fantastic at weddings on our Facebook page, tweet them out as well throughout the week. I think that we're going to basically do one of these a week. Going to try to put them out on Wednesdays. So, again, if you can like, download, subscribe, really appreciate it. I'll see you next week. Bye.